You're listening to SBS News.
Phoebe Lynch is a mother of two who lives in Melbourne. She's on constant alert because her six-year-old son, Owen, has food allergies to dairy, peanuts and eggs. She says the family's life is consumed by the protective measures they have to take.
Yeah, you're just constantly aware of what food is and what's around. You're always checking labels of things. Lots of manufacturers change their ingredients more regularly. So something that might have been safe in a few months' time, they might have changed their processing lines or something like that. So there's more exposure in that way. So that's quite stressful, thinking your limited array of food that is safe. Sometimes that can change quite quickly.
This kind of hypervigilance is a fact of life for many Australian families. In fact, according to Federal Assistant Health Minister Jed Carney,
Australia has the dubious credit of actually having the highest level of allergies in the world.
Maria Said, the CEO of support organisation Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, says people tend to joke about it, but it's no laughing matter.
The term allergy is used really loosely. You know, kids have an allergy to their homework, or adults talk about having an allergy to sport. You know, people that don't like Brussels sprouts will say that they're allergic to them. And that's really doing people with true allergic disease a disservice, because it waters down the importance of and the impact of allergic disease.
Food allergies may be the first thing people think of. Ms Carney says it doesn't end there.
Hay fever, allergic rhinitis, for example, affects 4.6 million Australians, or around 19.3% of the population. That is extraordinary. Chronic sinusitis affects a further 2 million people, or 8.4% of the population. Drug allergies are reported by 4.7% of the population. Food allergies affect about 10% of infants, 4.8% of children and 2% of adults in Australia and New Zealand.
The right healthcare for allergies is crucial because an exposure can be fatal. Deaths from anaphylaxis in Australia have increased by 7% per year since 1997, one of those deaths being 15-year-old Max. His mother, Tamara McKenzie, says he had a severe allergic reaction to walnuts.
We were an informed family and we had travelled to remote villages all over the world without problems. But he died from anaphylaxis in metropolitan Melbourne.
Ms McKenzie says better treatment would probably have saved their son.
He developed sudden asthma as his main symptom, and we now know that this is how most young people with food allergy die from anaphylaxis. He used his EpiPen and his Ventolin, and he entered healthcare with 100% oxygen levels. And being able to have a conversation and accurately explain what his diagnosis was and why. But despite this, he deteriorated and he did not receive the care from health professionals that he should have.
Better treatment is exactly what the federal government says it wants to support. It's announced $26.9 million in funding to create a National Allergy Council and the country's first national research centre. The centre will be led by Associate Professor Kirsten Perrott. She says better systems of healthcare is a key priority.
There's a lot of scoping that needs to happen to work out exactly what will a good shared care model be, so that patients themselves, wherever they are in Australia, can receive the right care at the right time from the right health professional in the right place. And that's a really key aim of this federal government funding.
There are also plans for future clinical trials to eliminate allergic responses or to better treat their severity. But a new model of care may be frustrated by the lack of experienced allergy specialists to manage ongoing treatment. Jed Carney says they're in short supply.
Currently, wait lists for eczema in some regions is up to 4 years. And some public allergy clinics can't see patients living with chronic allergic rhinitis because of the demands of the ever-increasing number of people living with the risk of anaphylaxis.
Maria Said will now become the new head of the Allergy Council. She says their work will focus on education and awareness campaigns across the country, so everyone involved in allergy management and care is on the same page.
It's a world first where a patient organisation and a medical association have partnered in the true sense of the word to become a National Allergy Council to implement a national allergy strategy.
It's a development welcomed by Max's father, Ben. In a moving speech at the official announcement of the new government funding, he said the family hoped many things could now be done and that governments and the whole community would play their part, with allergens being everywhere in everyday life.
We are all gathered to launch a program that is going to make the world a better place, where we will take some leaps down the path of preventing suffering and deaths from allergy-related disease. We applaud you and thank you for bringing some light into our grief.
Deborah Rourke, SBS News.